各位在座以及在线上参与崇拜的弟兄姐妹们，平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. For those of us who are here or worshiping from home.
今天我们所要阅读的经文是取自约翰福音二十一章一到十四节。
So the passage we'll be studying this morning is taken from the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verse 1 through 14.
第一章第一节到第七节是由我来念，然后第八到第十四节，我们请Vincent 弟兄以英文念出来。这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。西门彼得叫迪图买的多马，加利利的加纳人拿但业，西比泰的两个儿子和另外两个门徒都在一起。西门彼得对他们说：我打鱼去。他们对他说：我们也和你一起去。他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。天刚亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道他是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：孩子们，你们有吃的没有？他们回答他：没有。耶稣对他们说：你们把网撒在船的右边，就会得到。于是他们撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼很多。耶稣说完的那门徒对彼得说：施主。那时西门彼得侧坐身子，一听见施主，就束上外衣跳进海里。
Verse 8, the other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even so, many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
那我们再次祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，是的，当我们听见是主的时候，我们要赶快来跑向你。我也感谢你通过今天的经文，让我们再次的学习，作为主的门徒，我们怎么来去跟随你，来去在我们生活中来去回应你的呼召，来去荣神益人。感谢你如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿们。相信大家都曾经看过一些汽车的这个车身。
So I'm certain that everyone has come across on bodies of cars on the road.
它都有贴上好像有条鱼的这个标志。
Yeah, we've seen this fish decal or fish logos on cars.
它都是具有特别的这个意义或者是这个代表性。
So this decal actually comes with embedded distinctive meaning and significance.
这种的这个两条简单对称的这个新月屋形的鱼呢，最早是源自于希腊文的这个字母鱼。
So the origination of this arc-shaped symmetric contour of in the shape of the fish actually originated from the Greek alphabet actus.
它里面呢每一个字母呢缩写了都代表了什么呢？就是耶稣基督神的儿子救主。
So the abbreviation of each of this Greek alphabet actually carries with it a meaning. So starting with Jesus Christ, God's Son and Savior.
这个标志呢出现和被使用主要的原因呢，是因为在第一世纪的时候，罗马帝国一直在迫害这个基督徒，所以当时为了要保护教会和这个信徒呢，这个鱼形的标志呢变成了当时候基督徒之间相互联系或是相互认证的一个信号。
So this symbol, the primary reason this symbol came to to be used and adopted was due to the fact that in the first century, Christians were persecuted in the Roman Empire. And in order to protect the church and fellow believers, the symbol of the fish became a mark or an insignia that fellow Christians could mutually recognize and authenticate one another.
根据福音书的这个叙述呢，耶稣的许多门徒呢，都是渔夫出身，而且呢，圣经中也常常出现这个有关鱼的典故，或是引用鱼作为这个教导。
So according to the narratives in the gospel, many of Jesus' disciples were actually fishermen by trade. And in addition, oftentimes we've seen in the Bible the fish being used as in the form of an allusion as well as in lessons.
相信弟兄姐妹们对这些都很熟悉。
I'm certain that many of the fellow brothers and sisters are really familiar with this.
比如说耶稣什么以多少饼到鱼去喂饱5000人的神迹。
So the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000, how many fish and bread?
多少饼到鱼啊?
How many pieces of each?
5饼2鱼, 对, 很好。
So 5 bread and 2 fish.
然后呢,耶稣也对门徒说, 来跟从我, 我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And Jesus said to the disciples, come follow me and I'll send you out to fish for people.
以及今天的经文也告诉我们说, 当耶稣复活之后, 他吩咐他们如何打鱼, 然后在岸上呢, 也为门徒们预备烤鱼早餐给他们吃,
and the passage that we studied this morning after Jesus' resurrection, he as well ordered or commanded them as to how to go about fishing and also waited for them ashore to make breakfast for them.
所以透过耶稣和门徒们的事件呢, 鱼的这个标志呢, 对现今的我们, 其实也带有特别的这个教导和提醒。
So through the incidents or the encounter between Jesus and his disciples, the symbolism of a fish, indeed, even for us in this day and age, served as special reminders and instructions.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so next time, brothers and sisters, when we are eating fish, what should we say?
你要想说, 耶稣基督, 神的儿子,
so you have to think of in Greek alphabets, Jesus Christ, God's Son and Savior, when we partake in fish.
在前两次的讲道里面, 我都是以做主的门徒, 作为这个讲道的主题。
So in the previous two sermons, I've used being disciples of the Lord as theme of the sermons.
在做主的门徒一的时候, 透过约翰福音第13章, 31到38节呢, 以耶稣的话和门徒彼得作为焦点呢, 去阐述门徒的特质。
So in the first installment of this sermon series, through chapter 13, 31, verse 31 to 38 in the Gospel of John, and the dialogue between Jesus and Simon Peter as the focal point to expound on what the traits of a disciple should be.
就是愿意舍己，背起自己十字架来跟从主。第二，就是实践彼此相爱，因为它是一句的动词及一种的行动。第三，就是在众人面前呢，去承认耶稣。
So to recap, point one, to be willing to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow the Lord. Point two, put love one another in practice, as is both a verb and an action. And finally, point three, confess and declare that Jesus is Lord and live out the life of a disciple.
然后呢，在上周复活节的时候，我也是以做主的门徒二作为这个主题，来去透过约翰福音第20章24到31节。 以耶稣的话跟门徒多马作为焦点呢，来去阐述做主门徒应该有的特质。
And similarly, last Sunday during Easter, as the second installment of this sermon series, through Gospel of John chapter 20, verse 24 through 31, in the words of Jesus to the disciple Thomas, as the focal point again to expound the traits of being a disciple.
就是不要疑惑。 总要持续的去相信上帝的这个赐予的祝福和恩典。第二，就是因着耶稣基督的大能呢，我们的生命会因而更新与改变。So
point one, do not doubt, but persevere in your belief that our Lord will continue to bestow blessings and grace. And point two, believe in the renewal and transformation of your life as a result of Jesus' resurrection strength, power, and life.
而今天呢，我们讲到了仍然是持续以做主门徒三来去作为信息的这个主题。And
today is a continuation of the sermon series, being disciples of the Lord.
透过这个约翰福音第21章1到14节，七位门徒与复活的主相遇，经过打鱼发生的这个神迹事件呢，跟 这个用餐的过程，做主的门徒又会有哪一些的学习呢？
So leveraging the text from, again, Gospel of John, chapter 21, verse 1 to 14, and looking at the encounter that our resurrected Christ has with the seven disciples, as well as through the miracle which transpired with their fishing, as well as the process of their having a meal, what learnings can we take away from this as the Lord's disciples?
今天我们所阅读的约翰福音第二十一章，众多的这个解经学者呢，对他是不是附上去的一章，或者是说他是不是真的出于约翰福音书的作者的手笔呢？这个学子们呢，他们彼此都有不同的观点跟深入的这个争辩。
So the passage that we studied this morning, John, chapter 21, a myriad of biblical scholars, actually had a fair amount of, debates and discussion as to whether this was actually a chapter which was appended or just an adjunct to the book, or was actually penned by the author of the Gospel of John itself.
我相信大家都曾经听过，那所以我今天呢就不再重复讲述这一些。
I'm certain that all of us have actually come across this discussion, and therefore just not delve into detail this morning.
而今天我希望能够更多能够去了解为何门徒们他们会回到所谓的提比利亚海边，也就是这个加利利湖的另外一个名称呢，然后呢在那边出海捕鱼。
So rather this morning I want to focus more as to why the disciples actually returned to the Sea of Tiberias or the Sea by Galilee and actually to fish again.
以及复活后的耶稣基督，他主动的去到他们当中呢，再次施行这些神迹奇事，和为门徒们预备早餐，重要的焦点又是什么？
And again, what sort of learning can we take away from the resurrected Christ, proactively coming in among them as well as performing miracles and signs and cooking breakfast for them? What can we take away from these?
为何门徒会离开耶路撒冷回到北部的这个加利利呢？
So why did the disciples actually leave Jerusalem and return to Galilee in the north?
难道真的是为了说要回到加利利重操旧业去捕鱼吗？
Was it indeed just that they wanted to return to Galilee to perhaps return to their old profession as fishermen?
不完全是。
Not exactly.
因为根据马可福音第十四章二十八节，耶稣也曾他们说过，但我复活以后要在你们之前往加利利去。
Because according to the Gospel of Mark chapter 14 verse 28, Jesus had said, but after I have risen, I'll go ahead of you into Galilee.
然后呢，如果我们继续看下去呢，在十六章第七节，天使也对那些要买了香膏要去膏耶稣身体的妇女说：“你们去，对他的门徒和彼得说，他要比你们先到加利利去，在那里你们会看见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。”
And if we read on in the Gospel of Mark chapter 16, verse 7, the angel saying to the women who had bought spices, with the intention of anointing Jesus' body, he had said.But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you.
所以这些门徒他们回到加利利去，其实从一方面来说，他们是顺服主的命令回到加利利，也希望说能够在与复活的主呢相见。
So therefore, you can see that by their returning to Galilee, they are indeed just obeying Jesus' command and also hoping to see the resurrected Christ again.
至于说门徒们为何他们又再次在熟悉的环境中去打鱼，除了说认为让他们在过去一周内经历各种情绪高低起伏的这个事件中呢，得到一个调理呢？
So as to why they actually started to fish in this familiar setting or backdrop, other than you know perhaps after enduring a series of emotional roller coasters with the events they've experienced, you know just they needed some psychological or emotional adjustment.
因为在一周内，他们面对了耶稣，他受到众人爱戴，荣耀的进去耶路撒冷。那突然间又面对到耶稣被捕、被钉十字架、受死，然后呢又很震撼性的去面对耶稣复活的这个事情。哇，他们的心情的起伏高低，真的是需要一点时间去调试一下。
So indeed, if you think back, they have experienced the triumphal entry of into Jerusalem by Jesus with crowds heaping praises.And love, and thereafter Jesus' arrest, his crucifixion on the cross, and certainly the his resurrection that they have to confront in his resurrection they have to confront in distress. These emotional states that the disciples were experiencing were indeed a huge hurdle for them.
另外一个非常现实需要解决的一个问题就是什么呢？人也是要什么？要糊口吃饭嘛。
So indeed, another realistic issue that we need to be addressed is the fact that we certainly, as humans, we need to eat.
在等待见主时，我们也要有这个吃饭生存下去，才能够见到主。
So certainly, in our waiting for to see the Lord again, we need to continue to consume food in order to survive and see Him.
某些解经学者他认为说，彼得跟其他门徒去打鱼呢，是应该受到责备的。
Certain scholars actually had the view that the fact that Peter and the other disciples had gone fishing, they should be reprimanded.
其实我觉得不必那么的严苛。
Perhaps we should not be that harsh.
因为身体需要有食物的供应呢，才能够持续下去，见到复活的主。
Because our bodies certainly need nourishment in order to continue to survive and see or witness the advent of Christ.
当这群门徒出去打鱼时，福音书呢，它去叙述说，他们竟然在那一夜里面呢。并没有打着什么。
So as this group of disciples went out fishing, the narratives in the gospel describe that they actually were toiling all night, but actually got nothing.
我想对这一群非常专业的渔夫们来说，在那一个夜里面没有打到一条鱼是非常难以理解的事情。
And certainly for this group of professional fishermen, you know, having toiled all night and actually not being able to fish, manage to fish anything was actually incomprehensible.
而当天快亮的时候呢，复活的后的耶稣呢，他就主动出现在这个岸上，然后对他们说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就会得到。”于是他们撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼很多。
So at sunrise, the resurrected Christ appeared on the coastline and said to them, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
我们更看到特别的是呢，网里满了大鱼，共153条。虽然鱼这样多，网却没有破。
So what's more unique, perhaps, was that it was full of large fish, 153 in total. But even with so many, the net was not torn.
而从这个整个这个世界的过程里面，我们能够得到一个很让人深思的一些的提醒。
And through this narration, we actually are served with reminders that we can reflect upon.
我们第一点就是我们永远能够放下专业知识然后学习聆听主的声音吗
Can we actually have the courage to relinquish our expertise and professional knowledge and learn to listen to the promptings and voice of the Lord?
我相信这是不容易学习的一个功课
And this is certainly not an easy task.
因为我们经常都会过于执着依靠自己的专业知识反而忘记了我们必要时是否要放下自己来去转向依靠主然后透过读经、祷告去寻求、去聆听神的这个声音和他的心意。
Because oftentimes we tend to be overly persistent, relying on our professional knowledge, and even as the need arises, we forget to let go and turn to rely on God through prayer, seeking Him, listening to His voice and His will.
第二，我们听到主的声音之后，我们愿不愿意去遵循他的心意去做呢
？And second.Even when we discern and hear the voice of the Lord, are we willing to drop all and follow His will?
我想对你我来讲，这也是应该是面对最大的挣扎跟这个挑战。
And certainly for all of us, this is one of the most formidable challenge and struggle.
当人很清楚了听到说主吩咐他的声音，可是呢，心里面愿不愿意去遵行主话语的引导，然后以实际行动去落实。又是另外一回事。
So certainly, even when man is able to clearly hear the voice of God in the heart of hearts, whether you have the will to obey the lead of the word of God and actually execute and fulfill, that's another story.
因为我们有时候常常会用保罗节的话说，我身体心里愿意做，可是我身体软弱。
Sometimes we just rely on what Paul had said. Our body is weak, but our heart is willing.
很感恩我们从圣经当中我们看到门徒呢却。听到了主的声音，他就去做。
But as you saw in this instance, the disciples actually just fulfilled what the Lord had said.
但是我们却从另外角度去看，如果门徒听到主的声音，他却不要将那个网放在船的右边，他们是绝对抓不到这么多的大鱼。
And conversely, if you think about it, if they had heard the Lord's voice but were unwilling to cast the net out on the right-hand side.Of the boat, they would not have been able to have a great catch.
所以愿主帮助我们，必要时我们真正要尝试放下自己的所谓的专业，然后学习去聆听主的声音是什么，然后呢，也愿意的听到之后呢，愿意的去照他的心意呢， 和他的引导去做。
And may the Lord continue to help us to actually attempt to discard our perceived expertise or expertise and as the time arises, be sensitive to the Lord's promptings and act on His will and guidance.
第三，主耶稣的祝福恩典呢，绝对不会轻易的就会失去。
And third, the blessings and grace of Jesus Christ will not be or cannot be easily forfeited.
因为或许对我们来说，哎，我们会担心害怕说，我们所领受了耶稣的这个祝福恩典。会不会可能因为因这环境的改变或者影响而失去的呢
？Because oftentimes we may be concerned or anxious that the grace and the blessings from Christ that we have received will we actually lose or relinquish them because of the change in our environment and surroundings？
请不要担心，因为在他的眷顾保守下，赐给人的这个祝福和恩典呢，绝对不会轻易的改变或者失去。
But please do not be overly concerned, because this, under His care and protection and preservation, this grace and blessings that we have received will not be lost on a whim.
就如所罗门王为这个上帝建造圣殿和院宇时，上帝也说：“他若恒久遵行我的诫命典章，如今的一样，我就必坚固他的国，直到永远。”
As was the case with Solomon when he was rebuilding the temple and the courts for God, the Lord said to him, I will establish his kingdom forever if he is unswerving in carrying out my commands and laws as being done at this time.
主耶稣赐给人的祝福与恩典呢，绝对不会轻易的失去。就如门徒们抓到很多的鱼，但是网却没有破，因为他是主，他必坚固。Amen.
So these blessings and grace that we have received from Christ cannot be easily lost. And just was the case with the fish that was caught by the disciples, despite the fact that there were many, the net was not torn. And because He is God, He will continue to guard, protect, and keep watch. Amen.
耶稣所爱的那门徒眼睛非常的锐利，对彼得说：“是主。”彼得一听见是主，就束上的外衣呢，跳进海里了。
So the disciple whom Jesus loved had really keen eyesight and said to Peter, it is the Lord. And as soon as Peter heard him say, it's the Lord, he jumped back into the water.
然后呢，耶稣也为他们预备了早饭。耶稣对他们说，来，你们来吃早饭。门徒中没有一个敢问他说，哎，你是谁呀？然后因为他们知道他是主，耶稣走过来，拿饼给他们，也照样拿鱼给他们。
And Jesus prepared breakfast for them, and he said to them, Come and have breakfast. None of the disciples there asked him, Who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish.
我想当门徒们见到这个复活主之后呢，他们心里面是很多的复杂的这个思绪，确实没有办法敢问说，哎，主啊，你是谁？
I'm certain that when the disciples first came across the resurrected Christ, their hearts were mired and complex or conflicting emotional states and unable to ask who exactly was he.
而当主耶稣他再次与门徒们在加利利相遇的时候，其实主要是要重建门徒们的信心。
And when the resurrected Christ appeared again before the disciples in Galilee, the primary objective was to restore and rebuild the faith of the disciples.
之前我们说过，他重建了多马的信心，跟他说不要疑惑，总要信。
As we studied last week, Jesus restored the faith of Thomas by saying, Stop doubting and believe.
这一章的经文的叙述里面，他更要重建门徒彼得的信心，跟他说，你不要怕，虽然你曾经否认过我，但是你要喂养我的羊，你要跟从我。
And this passage that we studied this morning, the narration tells us that Jesus indeed wanted to restore the faith of Simon Peter, despite the fact that he had denied him. It's important for him to continue to feed his lamb and follow him.
同时借着他为门徒们准备了这个和供应他们食物的这个举动呢，也显示出什么呢？只要主的同在，他们绝对会得到眷顾跟这个领受他所供应的能力。
And again, as manifested in this incident, as we can see that as long as God is with us, they will be able to continue to be guarded by God and receive the strength bestowed upon them.
今天通过今天的信息，也是主要重建你跟我对他的信心，告诉自己说，他就是那一位真的耶稣基督，上帝的儿子，我们的救主。
And similarly, this morning, the passage should serve as a reminder and help us restore our faith in Him that He is indeed the Lord.
不管面对任何环境的改变，不论生活出现什么那些挑战，我们都很清楚地知道他就是我们的主。 Amen。
And regardless of the changes that we have faced in our surroundings, challenges that we have seen, that we continue to acknowledge that he is God. Amen。
弟兄姐妹们，新加坡是有个很好的这个生活的居住这个环境。
And brothers and sisters, as we all know, Singapore provides a fantastic living environment for us.
许多人都有很多的机会得到这个很优秀很优质的这个教育的这个装备。
And many of us had the opportunity to benefit from and be equipped in a superb educational system.
我们也有这机会去学习有这个系统和规划性的做事的方法跟这个流程。
And certainly we have the opportunity to learn as to how to go about doing things systematically and methodically.
我们也强调去注重说专业的评估跟这个衡量。
And with particular emphasis on the value of professional assessment and evaluation.
所以呢，我们在工作的场所，或者是说在孩子的教育，甚至包括教会的服事跟事工的发展里面呢，我们都会非常的注重跟强调装备、专业方法跟流程等等。
So certainly across all settings, be it work, our kids' education, service in church, and development of our ministries, we focus on equipping, professionalism, being methodical and process-oriented.
毋庸置疑的，具备这一些良好的条件和思维是非常非常重要的。
And without a doubt, being equipped with these attributes and having a methodical and logical mindset is critical.
对要达到这个所谓的完成事情的这个成功率呢，是肯定有帮助的。
And certainly contributes to us increasing the success rate of any projects that we undertake.
然而，我们也要问，这是出于上帝心意所要看到的成功吗？
But we have to ask ourselves sometimes, does this constitute a win or success as defined or intended by God's will?
另外，如果说我们像专业的渔夫的门徒一样，我们花了一整夜的时间去打鱼，却没有打着任何鱼，是不是仿佛我们失败了？那又该怎么办呢？
And if we put ourselves in the shoes of the professional fishermen that we just studied, having spent all night fishing and actually gotten nothing, how do we actually look at this failure?
所以在教会的服事跟策划跟推动各种的事工的发展里面，我们具有这个所谓的装备、专业、方法跟流程呢，都非常重要，也欣赏这个感恩。
And therefore, in our service in church, in terms of planning or promoting the growth and development of various ministries, being focused on this equipping professionalism, being methodical and process oriented is critical. But at the same time, we have to continue to give thanks.
但是呢，我们却不能忘记，更需要的是什么？我们需要透过祷告，再祷告。我们去专心寻求和聆听主的声音，然后我们按照主的旨意去行。
And again, I think at the core of all this, what is important is the need for persistent prayers and not to neglect the need to focus on seeking and listening to the promptings of the Lord and to continue to fulfill His will.
Yes, we need to pray and keep prayer on constantly prayer.To listen, what's the God to tell you, and what's the God want you want to do in the church? Amen.
Amen.
因为他是主
because He's God, He's the Lord.
教会才能够往对的方向去撒网，让网里装满了大鱼，甚至拉不上来。
Only then can the church actually proceed and move in the right direction, casting a net with so many fish that we are unable to haul them in.
因为他是主，虽然鱼这么多，网却没有破，我们一定要紧紧的跟主连了起来。
Because he is the Lord, even though the fish was many, the net did not tear, and we have to be in unison with one with Christ.
因为主是葡萄树，我们是枝子，藏在他里面的，他也藏在我们里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了他，我们就不能做什么。
Because Christ is divine, we are the branches. If we remain in Him and He in us, we will bear much fruit. Apart from Him, we can do nothing.
第二，因这疫情的这个影响呢，众多教会都没有办法避免受到各方面的冲击，尤其是导致很多弟兄姐妹们呢都没有办法，或是不再回来参加这个实体的崇拜。
So as a result of the pandemic, many of the churches were certainly negatively impacted as a consequence in many respects. Particularly, many brothers and sisters were unable to worship with us in person.
而我们看见，如果长期这样下去的话呢，对信徒、对教会的牧养跟未来的这个传承、事工发展呢，等都会带来很多负面的这个影响。
And if we extrapolate, we can see that over time, you know, both for believers as well as the development of the church in terms of shepherding works, the perspective, inheriting, and imparting of visions and values, the development of the ministries, they'll all bring about very negative consequences.
我们开始去思考跟去推动后疫情的牧养的这个行动。
And we started to actually plan and actually execute on this post-pandemic pastoral care action plan.
随着疫情的这个减缓，还有这防疫措施的这个放宽呢，我们积极的去邀请众弟兄姐妹们再次回到教会来参加这个肢体崇拜的这个聚会。
And with the moderation and the severity of the pandemic and the relaxation that we've seen with of various mobility restrictions and control measures, we have proactively been inviting brothers and sisters to come back and worship with us in person.
感谢神。
And thank the Lord.
我看见长执会的同工们，他们勇于承担起这个责任，努力去邀请弟兄姐妹们回来参加聚会。
And thank the Lord that we have been able to see both the session members as well as other brothers and sisters striving to invite brothers, other brothers and sisters to come back to worship with us and to take up this responsibility.
我看见在任和不在任的长执们在聚会的前或后去接待关怀信徒。
And I've seen session members, be they be active or on sabbatical, again proactively reaching out to brothers and sisters before or after worship, to show care and concern.
我看见信徒们知道说教会一些服事上有需要，他们自动的报名和参与成为服事的这个义工。
And I've certainly also seen brothers and sisters who, on their own accord, when they see the need of various ministries, have signed up as co-worker or volunteer.
我看见弟兄姐妹们陆续回来参加实体的崇拜。
And we have seen brothers and sisters gradually returning to in-person worship here with us.
我看见喜人堂越来越多有家的温馨跟这个关怀。
And I've seen Jubilee increasingly being imprinted with the warmth and concern of a family.
因为喜人堂就是你跟我的属灵的大家庭， Amen.
Because Jubilee Church is the spiritual home for you and me, Amen.
告诉你左右前后弟兄，喜人堂就是你我的属灵大家庭。
Please say to one another on your left or right that Jubilee Church is indeed our spiritual home.
来，告诉你左右不要坐在那边，就告诉左前属喜林堂就是你我的属灵大家庭。
Please say that to those on your left or right. Jubilee Church is our spiritual home.
这一切事情的这个发生，跟众教会领袖和信徒们，他们愿意一起的动起来，不是因为某某的教牧或是某某人的缘故。
So all these things have come to transpire, and the church leadership as well as members acting in one mind and heart, it was not due to some, perhaps some pastor or just certain members.
而是因为他是主的缘故。
Because he's the Lord, that's the reason.
我愿意付出时间，我愿意付出这个努力，用爱去服侍教会，因为这是主的缘故。
I'm willing to put in all the effort, put in the time, and serve the church with love because he is the Lord.
我们愿意以及有这个力量活出丰盛的生命，也带给周遭的人得到丰盛生命的祝福，是因为他是主的缘故。
We are willing to actually work with all our might and to live out this flourishing life and to share blessings of this flourishing life with those around us because why? He is the Lord.
因为他是主的缘故，所以我要去服侍，我要去宣教，我要去传福音，我要去关怀人。
Because he is the Lord, that's why I want to live out this flourishing life, to share the gospel, to evangelize.
因为他是主。
Because he is the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天信息告诉我们，是主，所以我愿意去聆听并遵行。
The message this morning tells us, because he is the Lord, may we listen to his guidance and act according to his will.
我们愿意去很仔细听主的声音是什么，然后我们去按照他的心意去做出来。
That we're willing to be sensitive and listening to his promptings and act out according to his will.
因为他是主。
Because he is the Lord.
我们知道在服事上我们会面对很多的这个艰难，很多的可能挑战，可能很多那种的挫败感。
And perhaps we're all aware of the challenges and sometimes the difficulties we all face in our ministries.
但是我们知道我们所做的是因为他是主，我们愿意以爱服事，我们愿意活出丰盛的生命。
But we know that he is Lord, that's why we are serving with love and we're willing to working to live out this flourishing life.
今天我一首诗歌作为结束。
And this morning, I'd like to end the sermon with this worship song.
这首诗歌是我们喜莲堂教会非常优秀的这个敬拜团队所创作的一首诗歌。
It was a song that was written by the worship team here, right here in Jubilee.
这首诗歌名字你的呼召。
And this the title of the song is Your Calling.
我深深感受到这首诗歌表达出今天的信息的这个很重要的这个精义出来。
I think this song actually is a good manifestation of this the key message that we are trying to bring across this morning.
我们请播这首诗歌。当这首诗歌在唱的时候，我们默默的去聆听跟思想。姐妹们，我们每个人都有得到主的呼召，你愿意聆听他的声音吗？当你聆听他的声音之后，你愿意回应他的呼召吗？你说主啊，我愿意遵行你的呼召，我去行。
我要见证福音的传扬。
弟姐们，我相信主耶稣都有给你跟我不同的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, I'm certain that the Lord has given each of us your unique calling.
当你听见主的声音的时候，
When you listen and you actually hear the Lord's voice,
你愿不愿意去为他摆上？
Are you willing to give yourself up for him?
你愿不愿意为主摆上说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Are you willing to give yourself for him and tell him, Lord, I'm here, just send me out.
主啊，我愿意将我的一生来献上给你。
I'm willing to set myself, set apart my life for you.
不论在我的工作，在我的家庭，在我的个人生活里面，主啊，我愿意为你被你所使用。
And be it in our work, our family, our daily life, Lord, I'm willing to be used by you.
弟兄们，你愿意吗？如果愿意的话，你在你的座上座位上举起手来说，主啊，我愿意。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing? If you are, please just be in a seat, raise your hands.
有吗？弟兄姐妹，还有吗？主啊，我愿意回应你的呼召，我愿意去遵循你的话语去行。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing? Please raise your hand.
感谢主，还有感谢主，弟兄姐妹还有吗？我愿意听你的声音，我去遵循你的呼召，我去行。弟兄姐妹还有吗？我要为你来祷告，真不容易，但是我愿意为你来祷告。感谢主，是的，是的，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们知道你给我们有不同的呼召，我们愿意去聆听你的声音，我们更恳求你加添我们力量。当我们听到主你声音的呼召的时候，主啊，我愿意回应你的呼召，主啊，我愿意将我的生命为你来摆上，去做你要我去做的事情。主耶稣，求你加添力量给我们，我们感谢如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。